Because Christ lives, we too shall live forever through faith in him. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17, especially looking at the second half of that reading. The Apostle John wrote, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders asked me, 'These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?' I answered, 'Sir, you know.' And he said, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." My dear fellow believers in the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. The beginning of our reading, what John was able to do is get this great and wonderful vision of the angels in heaven and the believers in heaven, and those angels and believers together are praising the Lamb on the throne, praising the Lord Jesus. John said, "Then one of the elders asked me, 'Those in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?' I answered, 'Sir, you know.' And he said, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" The elders that it's talking about, well, from elsewhere in Scripture, we learn that they're the 12 apostles and probably the 12 sons of Israel, making up the 24 elders. And those elders together, it pictures really the whole Christian church in both the Old and New Testament church, in the Old and New Testament. And now, the great tribulation that it talks about that those have come through, that's the life in this sinful world. As Scripture says, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. But now he talks about those hardships, but then he also wants to recognize that it's Christ's blood that cleanses us of all of our sins and makes us spiritually white as snow and gets us through this great tribulation and gets us to our eternal life in heaven. The hymns of Francis Ridley Havergal have greatly blessed the church, and some of her hymns, a couple of them, "I Gave My Life for Thee," "Take My Life and Let It Be." Those are a couple of her hymns that the church has enjoyed, but she wasn't always a happy Christian. She was plagued oftentimes by deep depression in her life, and perhaps that was because she was overly sensitive to her faults, to her shortcomings, her own sins in her life. But then what happened is, well, because of that, she just lacked the joy that really a Christian should have in his life. But then one day she had a great experience because she was reading the New Testament in the Greek, as she often did. And when she came to 1 John 1:7, that's the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, she discovered that the tense of the verb cleanse in the Greek, it tells us that it's the blood of Jesus that keeps on cleansing us of all sin. It's an always ongoing action where the blood of Jesus, it's constantly washing us, cleansing us, purifying us of all of our sins. And when she grasped that, what happened is that she knew that, well, her sins, they did trouble her, but she said, if I'm always being washed of my sins, I'm always being cleansed of my sins, well, then there's no reason to be sad, but instead to have enjoyment forever. She'd rejoice because of the infinitely great power of the blood of Christ, which kept on cleansing her of all of her sins, which kept on assuring her, which keeps on assuring you and me as well, of our eternal victory over Satan and sin through faith in Jesus, through faith in the blood of Christ shed for us. Well, we know how we join that host arrayed in white that's talked about here, and that's through what Jesus has done for us. It's through the Holy Spirit's work on our hearts to make us believing children. But now let's think a little bit more about what we're going to enjoy, since we are part of that host arrayed in white. We'll enjoy enjoyment forever, is what our reading reminds us of. Well, John says, therefore they, us, we are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Therefore, as he starts that section, therefore, that's because Christ's blood, because Christ shed his blood for us, and because of that, we're going to enjoy heaven's complete joys. But now, what does that mean? Oh, the first part of our joy, John mentions, is being right here, right there in the Lord's presence, completely safe and protected. Oh, think about it. Satan won't be able to attack us anymore or lead us astray ever again. It will be impossible for us to do what Adam and Eve did back in the Garden of Eden when they fell into sin. We won't be afraid of God at all because our sin has been totally washed away by the blood of Christ. It'll be impossible for us to sin again. And now the second part of our joy that our reading talks about is the complete freedom from the effects of sin. No more sin, sickness, sorrow, pain, or death. No more COVID. No more wars and rumors of wars. No hunger or thirst, he says, will be completely satisfied forever. And imagine what that's like, to be completely satisfied forever, especially since we live in a world that doesn't teach us to be satisfied. It teaches us to be discontent and to want, but in heaven, completely satisfied forever. Then John refers to what really is the source of our joy here in being in the Lord's presence, and that's knowing that Jesus, who is the Lamb who was slain to take away our sins, that Lamb is also our shepherd. He's also our shepherd who's looking out for us now. watching over us, guarding and protecting us from the wolves that would try to get us, protecting us from Satan and sin, and making sure that we're going to be safe and protected for all eternity. John says of Jesus, he will lead them to springs of living water. He's going to supply everything we who've been recreated in the image of God could ever need or want. John closes our reading, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. All sorrow gone forever. And what sometimes I say is the only tears that there could possibly be in heaven are those tears of joy as we think about being in God's presence forever. It's a joy that we right now can only imagine and can't really picture fully. Enjoyment forever. John was blessed to see this amazing glimpse of heaven, of the Lamb, of believers, of angels in heaven, all praising God. And John's vision and the words of our reading, they inspired the writing of that hymn, Behold a Host Arrayed in White, which I shared with you a couple days ago. But isn't it wonderful that John and you and I, we don't just have to behold the host arrayed in white, because God the Father, in his amazing love for us, because he gave us his Son, our Savior, through faith in that Savior, we know we're going to belong to that host arrayed in white forever. Enjoyment forever because of the Lamb, who is our shepherd. Oh, and I'd like to share with you again, oh, just the first verse of that hymn, Behold a Host Arrayed in White. Behold a host arrayed in white, like thousand snow-clad mountains bright. With palms they stand, who is this man? Before the throne of light. These are the saints of glorious fame, who from the great affliction came, and in the flood of Jesus' blood are cleansed from guilt and blame. Now gathered in the holy place, their voices they in worship raise. Their anthems swell where God does dwell, mid angels' songs of Jesus, as we live in this sinful world, help us always to keep in mind this picture of the glorified church in heaven, of all believers and angels praising you forever. Help us also to remember how blessed we sinners are right now, because we have your grace and love. Through your grace and love, we're members of your church here on earth, and we can look forward to being members of your glorified church in heaven. That host arrayed in white and praising the Lamb forever, enjoyment forever. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.